with Beis Hashem, we learned Daf Hey of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about today include La'achar Shalamdu. At some point, the people of Medina Siam learned of the requirement of Lishma. However, Rabbi still requires the messenger to say B'fanei Nechtav because we are concerned Shemiyachzer Dava L'Kekulei. The situation might revert back to its original state. Nevertheless, in certain unusual situations, they waive this requirement, such as Pikech Sh'Nescharish, a messenger who became a deaf-mute, and betrayed the Meisigito in the case of two messengers. In addition, Keshanisas, if the messenger did not testify and she already remarried, we do not compel her to divorce. Befnei Kamenoisnula, the Gemara discusses whether the messenger must testify before two or three others. Shlich Nasa Eid ve'Eid Nasa Dain, a messenger can serve as a witness to the case. The Gemara brings a machlekes whether he can then serve as a judge. However, in regard to halachas that are only midrabanan, all agree that he may serve as a judge. Rabbi Meir maintains that any change in the set procedure of gittin, even those that are midrabanan, invalidate the get, and the child born from a subsequent union is considered a mamzer. Shir lishma. The Gemara brings several opinions exactly what the messenger has to observe in order to testify that the get was written lishma.